Sorry, this is scene 15. She walks right up to you guys and looks right at you, H. Do you want me to take one of you all together?
Sure.
Here you go.
Do you swim?
So the do you swim, she's already walking away. And so this is like a last effort to just not let this moment end. So it's kind of like, it's like, what do I say? Do you swim? It's desperate almost.
Okay.
So let's do the whole thing, ready? Do you want me to take one of you all together?
Sure.
Here you go.
Do you swim? Do you swim?
A little less sharp, but I like that, like desperation, but not so loud, maybe.
Do you swim? Do you swim?
Okay, now let's do it in Tagalog. Scene 15, Tagalog version. Do you want me to take one of you all together?
Sige.
Here you go.
Lumalungi ka?
Do that again a little more desperate. Here you go.
Sorry.
Here you go.
Lumalungi ka?
Once more. Here you go.
Marunong ka lumangoy?
Once again. Here you go.
Marunong ka lumangoy? Sorry, another one.
Yep. Here you go.
Marunong ka lumangoy?
Good. So what are the different lines you just said?
So the first one is like, because we have a different way of like talking.
There,
it's like, the first one is like a shortcut of asking if you know how to swim, and then the second one is like the proper way of asking.
Okay. And the question is like, do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Or like, let's try one where you say like, do you like to swim?
Okay.
Because in English, you know, it's kind of like, it's do you swim is like, it's unclear whether it's do you know how, or do you swim often? Do you like to swim? We don't really know. But let's do one in Tagalog where it's like, do you like to swim? Do you like, or maybe even like, do one like, do you like to swim? And then if it's different, do one like, do you want to swim? Like, kind of like now. You don't have to say it now, but, and it's casual, you know? Is there a way to say that?
I'm also thinking if I should do like Tagalog English. Marunong ka mag-swimming?
Yeah. How does that work?
Marunong ka mag-swimming.
Like, when would you use Tagalog English versus just Tagalog?
When I'm talking with someone who's, like, my age.
Yeah. You'd use Tagalog English. So with all your friends, you'd use Tagalog English, right? So do we need to change anything from earlier?
Or maybe I'll just do all Tagalog.
Yeah.
Because maybe she's also older than me, so...
Yeah. Is it disrespectful to use Tagalog English?
No, not really.
Let's do both.
Okay.
Okay, ready?